Police: Man wanted after stabbing woman in neck at Washington College. By Amy Furr on May 16, 2024. Police are looking for a suspect who is accused of stabbing a woman at Clark College in Vancouver, Washington, on Tuesday. The suspect has been identified as a bearded man between 30 and 40 years old, Cotter reported Wednesday. The man was described by the police as being East Asian or Middle Eastern and having a medium build. The outlet continued, noting the school said neither he nor the victim was a student on the campus. An image shows a person who is reportedly the suspect wearing a green baseball cap, button-down shirt, and tan-colored pants. According to the Cotter article, a woman was seated outside Archer Gallery when the incident occurred. He was reportedly yelling for help as he approached her. The woman said she initially thought he punched her. But upon seeing blood, she realized she had been stabbed. Following the alleged stabbing, the suspect fled on foot toward Waterworks Park. The victim was expected to survive after being taken to a local hospital for care. In response, the college was put on a brief lockdown as officials investigated the case. Meanwhile, students said they felt shaken up after the incident. But the presence of more officers on the campus relieved their fears somewhat, Coyne reported. Authorities say it may have been the man's second random attack in a two-day period, the Oregonian reported on Wednesday. Officers believe the same man approached a woman sitting in her car in one of the college's parking lots Monday and tried to talk to her. The woman cracked the door and the man grabbed the handle and tried to enter the car, police said, but ran off once the woman screamed. School security officers investigated the initial incident but couldn't find the man. Police are searching for the suspect and ask anyone with more information to contact Detective Dustin Goudskall at dustin.goudskall@cityofvancouver.us or Detective Max Music at michael.music@cityofvancouver.us. It's definitely nerve-wracking, but you can just hope that justice is served, one student told Coyne.